Telemarketing agencies have often invoked free speech in defending their right to call you just as you're picking up your dinner fork. Though earlier this year, at least one company promised to change its cold calling tactics. Commentator Tom Mabe has made a living turning the tables on telemarketers. At least that's how he sees it. He waits for callers to ring his number and plays pranks on them. He then records his jokes and sells them on CD. Now he's worried.
I don't like telemarketers. My mom doesn't like telemarketers. Chances are you don't like telemarketers. And now even telemarketers don't like telemarketers. But I have to admit, I'm going to miss those guys calling me during dinner. I mean, I won't be able to do this.
Hello. Yes. Hello, is this Mr. Mabe?
Yes, Mr. Mabe.
Mr. Mabe, this is Todd from Gibby's Carpet Cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
We're calling people in your area to tell you about our $29.90.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you called. Look, can you guys get blood out of the carpet?
I
got blood all over the place, man. Oh, God.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
I got it on the drapes. I got it on the couch.
Oh my gosh.
In the Washington Post story, a leading telemarketer said, "It is our belief that the world of outbound telemarketing has a terminal sickness and is dying." He says from now on, his company will concentrate on inbound calls to sell people useless stuff. You may have already experienced this. I know I have. A couple of weeks ago, I had to call AOL. I was having problems with my PC and their online service. The kid on the phone wasn't really able to help me out, but he did go into a sales pitch. "Mr. May, while I have you on the phone, I would like to let you know that all AOL subscribers are eligible for long distance with a special introductory rate. Please hold while I transfer you over to a Sprint representative." Come on! I wasn't in the mood to hear a sales pitch. My computer was on the fritz. Not only has this happened to me with my internet provider, it has happened to me with my credit card company. This is just the start of a new ploy, and a very frightening one. I mean, what's next? You call up 911?
911, what is your emergency?
Someone's breaking in my house.
"Well, sir, while I have you on the phone, I'd like to take this opportunity to tell you a little bit about ADT Home Security Systems."
I think this is just as bad as the outbound calls. I mean, it's entrapment. I mean, the old-fashioned calls were annoying, frustrating, insidious, you know, rotten, mean, degrading, but at least I could use my tape recorder to catch them off guard. I mean, don't these guys know what the end of traditional telemarketing will do to me? My career is on the line. I mean, I know they've invaded my home, you know, several times a night, but with the help of caller ID, I knew when the evildoers were on the other end.
Hello?
Hi, is Mr. Mabe in?
This is Mr. Mabe.
Hi, Mr. Mabe. My name is Karen, and I'm calling on behalf of the Sheriff's Department. How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good. Tell you, I'm trying to put this daggone pipe bomb together, and... I gotta go.
How am I supposed to make a living now?
By the way, while I have you tuned in, would you be interested in an anti-telemarketing comedy CD featuring 14 hilarious calls made by actual telemarketers and recorded by...
Tom Mabe lives in Kentucky and created the CDs Revenge of the Telemarketers.